WSHF 567 monitoring.
WOWD 49, and we're standing by.
WSHF 567 morning, Mike.
Good morning.
WSB 2754 riding around.
Hey, good morning there, Charlie.
Morning, Charlie.
Morning, gentlemen. A little chilly out here.
31 degrees.
It just feels colder for some reason.
I went to work early this morning.
Yeah, you've been leaving early here the last week or so. Kind of a new schedule. Got us all messed up there, Mike. Go ahead, Sam.
Well, heck, I don't know what to say besides good morning. I got nothing going on over here.
Good morning. WSHM 738, Sam, Mike, and Charlie, good morning.
Oh, there goes the neighborhood. Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Ready for a short week this week and a long weekend. I got Monday off.
Ooh, Friday and Monday.
Until we get Martin Luther King Jr. Day off.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you. Any free day off paid is a good day.
Heck yeah, it is. After last week, I'd love to have more days off.
Work wasn't going so well.
Well, I got hauled up to the office because this trainee I got feelings, and they got a little bit out of shape, and I don't know, man. I said, you know what? Why don't you put somebody else in charge, and I'll just run a machine and keep to myself, because the guy just don't listen.
Yeah, well, you know, there's not much you can do about that. I think you're approaching it the right way.
I'm approaching the right way, all right. Every day is another day closer to retirement. And I can't wait, man. I say it every day, but I want it more and more.
The way I look at it, Charlie, me and you on a similar path there for sure.
Well, you could just be like the QRMers and just sit around all day and collect out of somebody else's bill pool.
Yeah, they certainly don't like taking credit for what they do, Mike. There's no doubt about that.
Pride to be doing something like that. I gotta pay my own way. Oh well.
Yeah, you're lucky. Right out of the gate after the break, you're already getting like extra long weekends and stuff, man. You got it made.
Yeah, and sitting on a pile of PTO. And it sure looks good. I'd love to put in for about a month.
How far you got to go yet, Mike?
As far as heading to work or retirement?
Oh yeah, heading to work, sorry.
I got about another 15-20 minutes or so.
Alright, very good. But,
oh boy. Wish this day was over already before it started.
Mondays aren't fun, I know.
Bob Geldof.
Yep, I know the tune. Top of Hats or something.
John Rapp, yep. He's also the lead guy in the movie Pink Floyd, who played, he was the main character.
Yeah. I wonder what group's doing that. Oh.
Well, there's something that doesn't happen every day. Jamming.
Exactly. That's all they do. And they write these fictitious petitions up complaining about other people on the CB band. Look what they're doing here when you actually are licensed.
Exactly. I know it.
It's a stupid kind of mentality. That's why they live their life like they live their life, Mike. That's why they don't own homes and in debt up to their you-know-what. So there you go. No mystery to me.
It's like some type of personality complex we're dealing with. Who knows? The point is that I'm trying to jam when I'm looking right at the repeater. Well, I'm not looking at it, but I'm like driving right next to it.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Doesn't take much to...
Same rattling in the mic that was there Friday afternoon.
Yeah, but nobody will ever notice. And it wasn't me.
The radio makes a distinct sound.
Kinda, Mike. Sometimes it's just dead giveaway.
Holly and I, we were talking about that the other day on the phone. It might be the same. I mean, you both could have the same radio, but each radio's gonna have its own distinct sound. It's got a dead giveaway in the background when you see it.
Yeah, when you start earlier, so do you get off earlier then?
Well, no, it just depends. I mean, yeah, some days not, but that's okay. I mean, I'm making money, staying out of trouble, paying my taxes. too, took the vinyl and the radio. That's all they're doing. I mean, we're still out here having a conversation.
Maybe that'll dawn on them.
Yeah, can't fix stupid.
Morning, fellas. WRNW 329.
Looks like where we left off Friday afternoon. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Tim.
Good morning there, Tim.
I just want to heard you guys out there. Figure I'll jump in there right quick. I'm at my destination. Sit in the truck, finishing my tea. So, figure I'd say top of the morning to you, fellas.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning. We'll catch you later if you'll be out here this afternoon.
Yep, I'm at my destination as well, so I'm going to run in and make the coffee. See what the chaos and crying's going to be today. You guys have a great day. Catch you this afternoon, WSBT 754.
All right, see ya, Charlie. Good morning.
Good day, Charlie. Hey, Paul, I got a quick question.
Yeah, go ahead, Sam.
Are felons, known felons, if you have a record, are they allowed to be on... ham radios? Just asking. I don't know the rules.
It depends what the crime was. So, there have been cases where they've stopped people depending on the severity of a crime. Because they say you aren't of good amateur quality character. And they will not allow you to get one if the crime is bad enough. Where that line is, I don't know.
Well, we already know it's bad character.
That's proven in court, right? With a felony, if it's the right type of crime. Where their personal line is for it, I don't know. But you murder somebody, you probably, you know, that's definitely way over the line. So I don't know where the line is. But I know there's been cases where people couldn't get it because of that. If it's something like you were counterfeiting a license plate, they probably don't care about that.
Well, I don't have any kind of record. I was just asking to ask, because I had no clue.
Yep. Where you at there, Mike?
123.
Yeah, you're definitely on top of that repeater. Ain't nobody getting over you.
I don't know, you've got a pretty loud radio. When you're out here, I actually have to turn my radio down because it's loud enough.
People, they say that, but, you know, there's nothing I could do, you know, to correct that issue except turn it down the narrow band. I mean, unless I put this thing up to a computer and turn down the... mic gain, but there's no mic gain control inside this radio whatsoever.
I wasn't referring to you, Mike. I was referring to Paul. His radio's loud. It sounds like he's in my driveway.
That's right, because I planned it that way.
People say my radio is loud, too, and I'm like, well, I'm sorry, but the only thing I can do is...
You know, Sam, I got a great radio. I've only been doing this stuff since 15. I learned a thing or two or three.
That's definitely a loud one.
Thank you.
So loud, it's got too much deviation.
Well, this should be by the book, exactly what it should be right here.
I'm dead seeing the channels, not by the book.
Illegals. jealousy is going to, you know, tear them apart. And that's WSEU-202 doing it again. I'm right here at the 11-mile crossover where it starts to veer off to 94 west and east. Right here. Right here. Scott Hubble. It's right here. WSEU-202. Jamming once again.
My fault. They're right there on Destiny. WRWB 49.
WSHM-738.
You shut your mouth, Paul. You don't have a clue as what you're talking about. I ain't jamming shit. If I key this thing up, I'm going to say something. So quit running your mouth, you sissy fucker.
Hey, Hubble.
See, there you go. Now I'm jamming. See there? You hear that, Paul, please? Now I'm going to say something, man. I don't jam on this fucking radio. You guys lost your minds. So keep running your mouth, Paul Politi. You don't have a clue as what you're talking about. I'm not going to sit here and jam. I'm going to keep this thing up and say what I want.
Somebody else on your little fake petition. It's who you are. There's no denying it. You've got caught red-handed 3 or 4 times already. And you're not the only one that does it. But you are a big part of it. You cry all you want. You're a jammer. And
you tell him, man, I'm not jamming. Believe me, if I key up, I'm going to say something. So shut your mouth, you sissy.
You're a jammer.
I don't have a clue to what you're talking about, Paul, so shut up.
What I'm talking about. Jammer! WSEU! He's doing it, and he lies about everything.
Got the other one doing it with the alternator.
Doesn't matter, he's a jammer. Scott Hubble's a jammer. He's not the only one. He's just a big part of it. So why get Hubble? Do something about it. You've been caught red-handed many times. You're a bona fide jammer. It's not a one-time offense. You're a repeat offender. I'm going to call you out every time you do it, Hubble, and there ain't nothing you're going to do about it.
Now the Klingons are coming out of the woodwork.
Of course! They're both political. We've talked about it a million times. It's their crew. You got Alex Barr, you got Scott Hubble, Eli Sample. They've all been. There's a couple other tributaries that went for that. We all know it.
All working in unison.
Jammers, and they want to come out here and use this thing. Don't they want to come out here and use it for what it's intended for after they trash it because of their hatred runs so deep through their veins? Can't ignore people and come out here later. No, they got to jam them. Then they want to come out here and use it. How pathetic.
You're a big crybaby, man. All you're doing is making an ass of yourself, Paul Politi.
Scott Hubble, you're making an ass out of yourself because I believe that's what you're made out of. You got caught red-handed doing it. You're a liar to say anything else, just like you paid cash for your house, runner. You lie about everything. It doesn't matter. You're a bona fide jammer and a bona fide liar.
All you do is sit out here and belittle people, man. You don't have a clue as to what you're talking about. All you do is make shit up, Paul. That's all you do, Paul, is make shit up. All you do is lie. As long as Mikey believes you, that's all that matters, because he's your little dick-sucking friend. So fuck you, Paul, believe.
What are you going to do about it, Hubble? You're a jammer. and a bad liar. Caught red-handed doing it, liar. Doing lies. You know the only... Listen to that. Keep crying about it, Paul. Keep crying about it. See, this is how I jam. I don't jam. I speak my mind, all right? So sit there and keep running your mouth, all right? They ought to shut, take your license away. All you do out here every morning is cry and make a big ass of yourself. What are you doing? Crying right now because you got caught red-handed. Keep bringing my name up. I'm not crying, motherfucker. So quit bringing my name up on it because I ain't doing shit, man. Liar. You're a liar. Hubble's a jammer. Scott Hubble's up. In between Frazo and 11 Mile Road. Just west of I-94. Scott Hubble, bona fide jammer. Got caught red-handed doing it, and he lied. I lied. Jammer, jammer, jammer.
So tell me, what are you accomplishing by doing what you're doing, Paul?
You're a jammer.
What are you accomplishing?
Pointing you out, exposing you for the jammer.
Nothing but a lie. See, look, they're jamming, I'm talking, so it ain't me, so shut up, Paul Politti.
It's your crew, and you're a big part of it. You're a jammer, Scott Hubble, a jammer.
You're just jealous because I got a wife, man, that's all, and I don't have to go out and eat every day. I know how to cook food, Paul, so quit it, man. You're just jealous. Leave people alone, man. Stay in your own lane.
You're jamming, Scott. A jammer. You don't have to lie about it. All right, WSHM 738. Go ahead, Hubble. Jam it some more. We'll see you later.
WSEU 202, and there ain't no jamming coming out of this house, Paul Politti.
He's a liar. Right there, a block from him on 11 Mile Road. Liar. He's a jammer. Jam.
Yeah, well, on my PCM, it shows me that you're nowhere around. Just to let you know, your modulation is pinned whenever you speak, including in your driveway, in your kitchen, at McDonald's, going down 696. You're pinned, and the other day when you said that you were right here, you were nowhere near here. Nowhere near here.
You're a jammer. BSHM 738, you're a jammer.
Who's the drummer?
Sorry, just Sam, if you're still out here, we will catch you later. WRWB 49, and we'll be clear.
Hi, Mike, we'll catch you later. Have a good day. WSHF 567, standing by.
The jammers had their fun here.
How about a station 9022 round? but this is in 793.
WSDU 202, good morning.
WIZX 218, WIEG 48, copy. WICX 218, WIEG 48, copy.
WICX 218.
Oh, good morning. I don't know what it is, but you're not sounding good.
Yeah, roger that. I think we got interference going on or something there, roger.
Yeah, it could be. Well, it's sunshine today. It should be no interference at all.
That's what they're saying, in the 30s. So it'll be a regular day there, roger.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but you faded out a little bit. I heard everything you said. 30 degrees today. That's what they say.
Yeah, roger that, with the sun. A little bit of sun in and out, but could get a little weather tomorrow, they're saying, on Tuesday there. Copy?
Copy. What are you, on the harvest?
Yeah, roger that.
I thought, but you're fading out a little bit. Anyhow, so what else? And you, anything in your out there?
Well, in the days of spring, I guess, there, copy.
Yeah, well, I don't know why you're fading out a little bit. I don't know, what radio are you using, by the way?
I'm on the ocean. There's something going on. Something going on maybe with my antenna, I don't know. You sound okay there, copy.
But it got like a... It's got a lot of that. Anyhow, you must have had an AB switch. You put that back to AB switch?
Yeah, roger that. That's worth it. I'm on the Yagi now. How do I sound?
Sound a lot better and a little bit of the scratchy anyhow. Alright, Brando, good talking to you. Have a good morning. I gotta get my coffee going. I just woke up about 15 minutes ago. Take care. We'll talk again today. Later on today. WIUG 48.
Yeah, roger that. All right. Let it thaw out a little in the sun, too. WIZX 218, you understand, but...
Yeah, WSEU 202, and we're mobile.
That's 1-2.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSET257, going to be mobile monitoring.
WSBU202, good morning.
Good morning.
Whiskey Sierra India Papa 284, this is Whiskey Sierra Echo Tango 257, you out there? On again, WSIP 284, this is WSET 257, you out there? Nothing heard from WSIP 284, this is WSET 257, clear and moderate. Radio's working, it's a bit scratchy. I don't know if it's you or the repeater, but this is WSET 257. I copy your station. It's quite staticky. Again, I'm not sure if it's you or the repeater, but I got you. This is WSET 257. I had no copy on that one. I'm pretty close to the repeater. I'm thinking it's on your end. You're breaking up quite a bit. It's lost static to you. Over.
All right. I'm trying another radio. This is going to ICC-513. Thank you.
No problem. Just about to get to my destination here, so I'm going QRT, but yeah, you made it through on that last transmission. I was able to make out what you said. Still a lot of static, though. But this is WSET 257, clear.
WSEG 572, standing by. WSEG 572, clear.
WSTI 432, monitoring.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
WSEG 572, standing by. WSEG 572, clear.
It's a Yankee Doodle Belitti. We all know what time it is. WSEU 202. ICS 218. WIEG 48. Copy. ICX
WSEU 202, shall be down Chip Mobile.
996. Got a copy. This is WRWD 49. WFCQ 996. Got a copy. This is WRWD 49. WSBQ 996, about the WSBQ 754, you copy?
Ribbit.
Get a copy on WSBQ 754, WRWB 49 will be standing by. Negative copy on WSBG 754, WRWB 49, calling.
WSBT 754.
What's going on?
Afternoon, Mike. Time to go home.
Yeah, I hear you there.
What about you, man? You on your way home, you still working?
Hold on just a moment. Yeah, I'm just hanging out with a buddy right now, looking at something online here.
Very good, no sweat. Just cruising down the highway, you know. I'll let you go, no big deal.
No, it's all right. We're just sitting here, we're looking at something here online, that's all. But you're on your way home.
Oh, yeah. I got a pretty big raise today.
Well, there you go.
Hey, they dropped $5 an hour or more on my pocket. Loving that.
Well, there you go.
I got enough now to donate to the guy in front of me here for a car wash. Back end of his car is so covered in dirt and mud, can't even tell if his brake lights are on or not.
Yeah, mine's getting to be that way too. I gotta go get it washed. I got, three car washes up the yin-yang I gotta, redeem.
I've seen dirty cars, man, but this thing's terrible. You can't tell if he's hitting his brakes or not. It's covered so bad. He's got them rear window washer, you know, or the wiper. Of course, that's clean. You can't see anything, man. The whole back of his car is one solid mud ball.
Yeah. Have you heard more from Blondie?
The only thing I've heard is that she was in the hospital and was able to take visitors. I don't know if she's still there or not. I talked to the guy that got shot, that guy. Talked to him Saturday, and he said she was still in the hospital, so I don't know how long she's going to be in there.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, man, she has a lot, you know, she's had a lot dealt, you know, to her, you know, over the years.
Yeah, I mean, she's had a rough go of it, going blind and all that. And then, for all the time that I've known her, you know, over radio anyway, I've never met her. But the whole time I've known her, she's been sitting in a chair, you know, so she needs to get up and get some exercise. But, yeah, she's had a tough road at home, that's for sure.
My buddy's like, he remembers when she could see good, you know, and was always cracking a whip at Gary.
Yeah, I think nowadays, man, they both crack the whip on each other.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen them. It's been a minute.
Well, I've never met Blondie, but I have Gary. The last time I seen him, I think I told you that his cat was real sick. He needed to get up to Tractor Supply to get some antibiotics or whatnot, so I ran up there, picked him up, took him into Marysville. He got his stuff and took him back home, and I think poor thing still died that evening, though, poor thing. Yeah, I hardly ever see Gary. Like I said, I've never met Blondie face to face.
Yeah, well, she don't need to use because she can't get around, you know.
Ask Timmy about her.
Yeah, my buddy says, oh, I asked Timmy about her.
I heard that. Yeah. I know Timmy tried to have his way with her once.
He tried to slide in there when Gary wasn't there. It didn't work out, though. She noticed it.
Probably put him in a headlock.
Knew it wasn't him. She just by the way he felt, I guess. Maybe she grabbed his fucking crane. Whoops.
I forgot her. Yeah, well, who cares?
Yeah.
It turned out to be a pretty nice day, man. Sunshine, 40 degrees. Heck, man, I hope the snow's all gone at home.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's supposed to get up into the 40s again.
And then they're talking a few inches, several inches or so, 18th or 19th maybe, I don't know. That'd be a Sunday into Monday, of course.
Yep, yeah, that's what they were saying.
All right, Mike, I'm running, coming up on the rest area here in a couple minutes anyway. Let you hang with your buddy, man. I'll catch you in the morning time.
All right, man. We'll catch you later. WRWB 49. Be standing by.
Okay, man. Have a good one. WSBT 754.